And since, and here is very tricky theology, but since he was a god, so he was not really killed. But the people who killed him were killers. There's a little problem in that, but if you go quickly enough, you can get by that problem. And that therefore the redemption of man would be in the return of that Messiah, in the return of that God, and that would bring in the utopian time. Now, to the early Christians, the return of Jesus was imminent. It was not a matter of centuries, it was not even a matter of decades. It was imminent. The second coming, the kingdom of God, was something that was going to happen right then. However, as the years and centuries have stretched, so then the return, the second coming, etc., has taken on less imminence and less importance in Christian thought and Christian doctrine. The Ramban, in his famous debate in the year 1267, remarks in a very biting fashion. He said, "Woe to a world that looks this way after the Messiah has come already." He said, "By us, at least he didn't come yet, so we can perhaps hope for a better world. But if after the Messiah has come and this is what the world looks like, woe to such a world." The early Christians were led by a man called Simon Peter. Now, there's a legend. I've mentioned to you many times that Jewish legends are not necessarily 100% accurate, but they are meant to characterize the person about whom the legend is said. As I've told you, the legends about the Chafetz Chaim and Richard Nixon, both of them are not true, but they're not the same types of legends. There is a legend that the Jewish people have, and that is that Peter eventually left Christianity and did tshuva and returned to the fold of the Jewish people. And in fact, that he is the author of the famous poem Nishmas Kol Chai, which we recite every Shabbos and Yontiv and Shacharis. Now, whether that legend is true or not is really not important. The fact that such a legend exists shows us that Peter was much closer to Judaism than any of the other apostles, certainly than Paul. Paul is the man that took Christianity and made it a non-Jewish religion. But and it's interesting that Peter is supposed to be the basis of the Roman Catholic Church and of the papacy and everything. According to the Jewish feel on the matter, Peter is the least Christian of them all. Peter, in any event, espoused the idea that this was a Jewish religion. It was only for the Jews. It was not for the Gentiles. None of the mitzvahs would be changed. In a certain way, Peter, therefore, could be more dangerous than Paul because of the fact that he wanted to keep it within the Jewish people. Paul, who was a man, his real name is Saul, who came from the city of Tarshish in northern Lebanon, was a yeshiva man, was from the Prushim, who had a very, very good Jewish education. According to the New Testament, he was converted to Christianity because walking on the road, he saw a vision of Jesus. According to others, he was converted. He was an enormously talented person, but he was an enormously ambitious person. And he was looking for an outlet. And without Paul, Christianity